When a child is first given to a mother who has given birth, there are only hopes and dreams. Luke captures this sense of a mother contemplating the future life of her child in one of the most poignant verses of Scripture. Mary treasured all these things and reflected on them in her heart. Every parent knows well the depth of meaning and experience revealed in this simple but beautiful sentence. We must never lose sight of Mary, the mother, a mother like all mothers. We must remember that the Gospels were written with the grace of hindsight. Although Mary had been visited by an angel, the Gospel tells us Mary did not understand. Mary knew no more about what her son would turn out to be than any other mother. Looking with the hindsight of faith and understanding given by the resurrection enabled Mary to describe her experience in a way that is revealing of God's hand at work in her life. Mary's prayerful hindsight taught her much. But what about us? What have we learned in our reflection on the year just closed? Can we, like Mary, look back and retell the story of the past year of our lives in such a way that it reveals God's hand at work within us? Mary didn't tell the shepherds who her son was. They told her. They came with a message that Mary pondered in her heart. Our new year suggests that we should look for the shepherds in our lives. God has worked in our lives for an entire year, indeed for many years. What has God done? What have we learned? How have we grown? Sometimes it takes a shepherd to remind us that we have an opportunity wherein we can begin anew. New Year's can be an opportunity to go back to work or to school or to our daily routine with a fresh attitude and a new resolve. Just as time is a continuum, the problems, the challenges, the hurdles that we had on December 31st will still be there as we begin this new year. But we can approach them differently, approaching them with the faith and openness and trust of the Blessed Virgin Mary. If the new year is to be different from the old, we must listen to the shepherds God sends into our lives. Our lives may be humble and troubled too, but Mary teaches us that our circumstances do not have to exclude joy. Mary cradled the gift of life that was God in her arms. He is our gift to hold as well, a gift of hope, a gift of love, a promise and a blessing for the new year ahead. I join with our deacons and the entire staff in wishing all of you a most blessed and grace-filled new year.